Hello everyone and welcome to this podcast. It's going to be great, it's going to be fun. It's called the G3 Podcast because we as a collective are called G3. It's a new thing we're doing, don't worry about it. But this podcast is going to be kind of fun. We're going to talk about a lot of things, gaming, our general lives during this lockdown, and just a lot of things. I have my friends with me here today. The first one who's going to introduce himself is the Angry Pacifist. Say hello.
Hello.
Also known as Chris. And I've got Vinyl Shy Soul, also known as Alex. Say hello.
He's barely this angry, I'm telling you.
I always struggle to say your name. But anyway, guys, it's good. So, this is the first time we're doing this. Well, it's not the first time we're doing a podcast. It's the first time we're doing one in this kind of situation, in lockdown, as I call it, or as it's called.
Over the internet.
Yes. We did one, the Godcast, which only did one episode because we realized it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
It did one episode. And then that was it, and that was recorded on the card lorried microphones, which was really bad because half the time the microphone wasn't even on our mouths, so no one ever heard what we said. So it was just like, yeah. Okay, cool, whatever.
I'm just thinking right now, we might end up doing quite a lot of these in the future because we're sort of going our separate ways from September, so
yeah,
might be more stuff over the internet.
Yeah, that's generally going to have to be the idea. Is a lot of the internet kind of deal. That's the idea of where we're going. But first thing I want to ask, I'm moving my microphone in case you guys hear that. But first thing I want to ask is Chris, and I'm going to ask Chris first. How are you personally dealing with this whole lockdown situation, this whole quarantine?
Well, so at the moment I'm staying with my granny. So, it's a lot easier for me to go out to the shops and stuff, and it means that she's less likely to catch it. And you know, it's interesting because I'm not just able to sit on my bed watching YouTube videos, which is what I want to do at home. It's a complete change of lifestyle, really.
Like, how has it changed? Well, what's the biggest change from how it normally is to now?
Yes, I'm still watching a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of stuff on Netflix, and it means I have to sort of go out every day to get the essentials. You're always thinking of, oh yeah, we need that for this this particular thing we're doing today. So I always end up going out every day, pretty much. And my granny always has the TV on very loud because she's going a bit deaf. So, I'm just getting Boris Johnson ringing out in my ear all the time. it takes some getting used to it. It's a pretty big change, sort of be in a different place that you're living in, especially in an unusual situation. Anyway, it's like an extra step to make it even weirder.
I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah, and also it's just like not being able to talk to my friends all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a lot less walking as well, so I'm getting a bit big.
So Alex, how are you dealing with quarantine?
I am playing games for a living.
So what games have you been playing recently?
No anymore. I really don't know.
I've personally been playing a game called Vampire. It's spelt like Vampyr, like that.
Oh yeah.
The idea is that you're this blood the blood doctor who is looking to find the person who turned him to a vampire, and it's actually really interesting because there's this whole mechanic where you can bite people, and that affects the area of London that you bit them in. It changes the region. It makes people more prone to being ill. It makes more vampires go onto the street because you bit them, and it's actually kind of cool. But the biggest issue I have with the vampire game is that the combat is shite. The combat is utter gobshite. It's ridiculous. But other than that, it's effectively a really decent game. I would like to just bring up a little notice. Just remember, guys, during these quarantine times, that everyone exercises social distancing.
Mm.
But yeah, just remember, guys. This will be sorted a lot faster if everyone was quarantining themselves. But yeah, we're gonna move on from that, from serious topics, into something very non-serious.
I'm dying.
Alex is also very loud.
How am I loud?
You're so loud.
I see. No, it's for me. It's not that loud. It's like you're shouting, but you're quite quiet.
In the gaming news, let's see what's going on. Guys, has everyone heard of the game Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Kill me.
I really wish I got that game. It looks really fun.
Part of me planning attempts, but part of me's like, no, don't do it.
Why is part of you saying don't do it?
Think about it. Animal Crossing. Nick's favorite game.
Oh, right.
Oh my god.
It's like, no, don't do it. No.
Wait, Ben, what's that in the corner? What's that? Internet history. Can you click on that a sec?
Yeah, I'll tell you what my internet history is. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Whoa.
Hey, look at all the pornography I've been experiencing during this quarantine time.
You just see vampire.
Oh goodness, that's a good old Stephen Moffat joke.
Recently, the Xbox did the Xbox gameplay reveal. So we're gonna watch that. If you're watching on the YouTube, you will see the video, obviously, because the YouTube version will have a video. So just some parts won't have any sound, or we might skip it because either we don't like it or we don't want to get copyrighted, so just know that. Also, that we don't really understand what the schedule is, so just bear with us when we get that kind of sorted.
We should probably talk about it once we've finished recording.
Yeah, that's probably...
I'm being this guy with Deku.
That's probably something we should do, yes.
Deku.
So... this is the Xbox first look gameplay thing.
I've got Bobby's dying already.
Oh, guys, look, it's the first look at Xbox Series X gameplay. What?
It's quite slow.
Wow, it's not like it's called Xbox already.
Every game is about to be optimized
for Xbox Series X.
What a stupid name.
Yes.
How dare you? Xbox X.
This is a pretty bad name. Oh, what is this?
They should have just named the second one Xbox 2. Wait, after the original one, instead of calling it 360.
This actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's alright.
Look at it! Look how fancy it looks.
Yeah, it looks good, but I don't really care. It's not really my kind of game, so I don't really care how it looks.
What's your kind of game, Chris?
Just, I don't know.
Ones that are novels. Telltale games. He likes novels.
He likes books. That's This looks really cool.
I tend to like games like GTA or maybe like adaptations of films.
That makes sense. Look at it! We got a tadpole in the air! Look at this! Oh,
it's just a Halo game.
It's not a Halo game. It's a first-person shooter, dude. But this looks...
Okay. Oh, that's cool to see.
This looks really cool. Look at it.
Yeah, no, I've seen what an older Halo game looks like, and it sort of looks a bit similar.
I like the little wire thing he has on his hand. That's actually pretty decent. He has, this blue wire thing. Oh, look, it's a... That's the Back to the Future car!
I do like the Venn squares.
Guys, should I just realize, what happened to Cyberpunk?
Oh, Cyberpunk's coming out. Well, Cyberpunk, they're doing an event on June the 11th. We're going to watch that together, the Cyberpunk event. That's going to be pretty cool.
The hype for Cyberpunk is on me.
That's
a month then.
Yeah. So okay, guys, this game is called Bright Memory. What did you think of that one?
Yeah, pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Wow.
It's really cool, and it's also really freaky. That is literally a penis. That was literally a penis.
Like, it's something else.
You can see their junk. What is this? What is going on? This is so weird.
This is so stupid.
That one was that.
For any youngies, revert your eyes, man.
That one thing was a penis. Those two statues were having sex. I don't know what's going on here.
There may be some inappropriate content for children.
Oh, what is this?
Have you seen this already?
I'm sorry, but this is like Dark Souls.
I haven't seen all of it, no. I watched like a few of them and I was like, I'm gonna wait for the podcast to do this.
Have you seen this
one? Feel like this is Dark Souls.
I haven't seen this one. I don't know what this one is. It's blood.
Goodness.
He wants to drink your blood. Blah, blah, blah.
No, he does want you to drink his blood. What the fuck, Alex?
Goodness. This is weird.
Oh my god, he's
like, drink some blood.
What is that?
Is that an eye?
Scorn. That's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie, but really creepy.
I'm sorry, that's a horror game.
What was that
game? I have a guarantee it's a horror game.
That was a horror game. That looked like a horror game.
There you go, world premiere. There you go, Chris.
What is this?
Together, we built order out of chaos.
Can you put on the proper English subs, not the American ones?
What's that mean, Chris?
We gotta keep it good.
What is this?
In his head.
That's a woman.
Thanks to her. Oh. Come on, I'm not paying attention properly. Anything to try not sound sexist there.
I'm not paying attention because it's a woman. Oh my god. Yo, look at that. This looks really fucking cool, not gonna lie.
It looks really good.
Why does it look like Warframe?
It does.
For some reason, the skin doesn't look right in this game.
It's Bill Cosby!
Yeah, her facial animation looks pretty weird. Corvs? Yeah. That's a weird name, Corvs.
Does that sound like Avenger music?
Is that Corvs or Corvus? Is it
Corvus? No idea.
Is it Corvs or Chorus? It's one of those two.
Yeah, that's weird.
Fucking Madden!
No one falls.
We're skipping Madden. What's this one? Oh.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, Harry.
Wait, this is a hang on.
This looks pretty cool.
This is like Happy Few.
Wow.
This is like Happy Few.
It kind of does. Yeah. This looks like more like I'm imagining this is more like of an exploration game. Very island
of my dreams. It looks a bit like
Sea of Thieves.
Hey guys, we're playing Minecraft.
It looks a bit like
that Crash Bandicoot game that came out years ago, but like more real.
It looks like Sea of Thieves.
Guys, Minecraft got a huge update. Look at that view update.
I meant that it was.
No more blocks. We're just going realistic.
She's scared of what it means. This is pretty cool.
Oh, hello.
Oh my god, she did the Suntan thing with her hands that Jonna did.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
He looks a bit like Temple Run.
Call of the Sea. This is pretty good. That was pretty cool.
Game.
Is it another world? Yeah, another world premiere.
You like world?
We give you world. What is this?
Oh, hello.
Is this like a sequel to Iron Giant? But ooh,
this looks very cyberpunk. Ooh. What is this?
I love futuristic games.
Is this Timefall? It reminds me of...
It's not cyberpunk. This is not cyberpunk, but it's just, it looks cyberpunk.
It looks like Timefall, kind of.
Yeah, it looks cool. Oh, because it's a top-down game. Oh, this is cool.
It's 2.5D.
This is awesome.
In these games, you can...
Actually, is it even 2.5D?
No, they call it an isometric type of game, like isometric, that's what they call it.
Oh, okay.
It's like Dota Clash.
I like the music.
Oh, you can play with your friends.
That's really interesting.
You can play with your friends in this.
Yes, can you?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Is it
multiplayer? Well, yeah. Is it online or is it, you know, in the room?
You can have local or...
I think it might be both.
That's good then. Yeah, I might go
through.
You might be
Chris. We need to get your Xbox, my friend.
Yeah,
we need to get your Xbox.
I have a 360.
No, but if you get an Xbox like One, then you can play the Xbox One. Let's play the Xbox One, and I can play on my PC.
That is kind of cool.
I saw this.
Maybe we die.
This game, because it's Darksiders, I think.
Darksiders.
I think it was called Darksiders.
Whoa, did she just like transport to hell? What the fuck was that?
This could be a film.
Whoa, this soundtrack sounds... Whoa! This soundtrack sounds like it's fucking like Silent Hills or something.
Yeah.
Did you see her eyes dilate? Oh my lord.
No goodness.
The medium.
Oh, I like how it's sort of blue on the top and red in the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, look at that thing in the background. What the fuck is that? It's like an 80-80 of flesh.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Wait, what is happening in the picture?
Hope you enjoyed the review of The Medium, our next-gen psychological horror game. We're very excited to
psychological
announce
horror
that we're working
game.
On the project in cooperation
goodness
with
CMO,
the legendary composer best known for the Silent Hills.
Oh, no wonder it sounded like Silent Hills, because the music composer of Silent Hills is the composer of this. That makes sense. That's cool.
I always wanted to play Silent Hills, but they've sort of discontinued it.
Yo, just some gameplay. Ah! What the fuck was that? Jesus Christ, that scared me.
Nice jacket.
Ooh, I like that transition, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
So The Medium, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Another world premiere. What is this? Alex, it looks like a game you would like. Alex!
I see.
Bandai Namco, Alex, you will like this. It's Bandai Namco, Alex.
Wait,
Alex, is Bandai Namco watch this? It's probably going to be some fucking weeb game.
This is interesting.
It's a weeb game!
It's
like Japan and like Western Europe.
The flower people. Sure.
Oh, please tell me it's called Bane.
Oh, what the hell? The
others have arrived. They cannot be hurt.
This is so... What?
They cannot be stopped.
Oh
shit.
Oh, look.
What the hell is going on?
I have no idea. I'm Yuito
Sumeragi. Sorry.
What is this?
My power is basically... God.
Yeah, this is an Alex game, 100%. Look at this! It's so weeby! Okay, that looked cool! That looked cool, I'm not gonna lie, that looked cool. That's gonna be Alex's profile picture for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
The music is awesome!
This is so weird!
One thing I don't like is how the rest of the world is like shaded pretty realistically, but then the characters are cel shaded.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit weird. But that's anime games for you.
It doesn't feel out of place.
Yeah.
Or too out of place.
What a game is this? Scarlet Nexus.
This is basically about like you can make
You can make your what?
This is cool.
Oh, well, I thought that. Wait, oh, hello. Temple?
Systemic Reaction, Avalanche Studios Group.
God,
fuck me!
Why are you so scared of those things?
Oh my god, it's because they come out of nowhere!
Bam, I saw sliding. Slide into it. You can slide.
Yo, this looks. This looks like a game we could play.
Yeah. Oh, we should kill each other as well.
Oh my god, is it just like a. is it like Left 4 Dead? But you're just killing a load of fucking dinosaurs.
That's cool.
Ooh. Second Extinction. Reclaim Earth.
For a moment, I thought it said it was called Extinction Rebellion.
Oh, what's this? This looks cool. Oh, this is Yakuza. Yes, it's Yakuza!
This is like an old GTA game so far. Like the graphic style.
You know GTA
4.
It's the Sleepy Dogs.
It's Yakuza.
Oh.
Ooh. You know what? I would really like a Sleeping like if they made like a Sequin Dogs 2, I would get it. That would be really cool. Oh my god, Grandma! It's helping Grandma across the street. Ichi? No, he's got a gun to Ichi. He left him for dead. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, that Taiyu's badass.
That it looks interesting.
What is going on? What is going on? He's got like a power, he's got like force hammer but a baseball bat. It's a magic, it's a crab! What's going on? He's got a little beam from space! Yakuza like a dragon. That was pretty cool.
I don't know what was going on
with that. セガの名越俊郎です
。こんにちは。
いよいよこの発表ができる日が
参りました。
シリーズの最新作であるヤクザライクアドラゴンを、Xbox シリーズ X のローンチタイトルとして、そして Xbox One や、Windows 10で、発売する運びとなりました。全世界のファンはもちろんですね。
I might get this game. This game actually looks pretty good.
このタイトルを手にする方にも、
楽しんでいただきたい。Powerful drop kick. What the fuck? It's a suplex. What is this wrestling? What's going on?
龍が如くスタジオの新たな挑戦をぜひ見届けていただきたいなと。
This is what WWE is missing.
ております。ヤクザライクアドラゴンをぜひよろしくお願いします。
I'm interested in Yakuza Like a Dragon.
I hope you all enjoyed
this brief
peek.
This looks pretty good. Oh, it's a hidden blade. So this next Assassin's Creed game is like Viking times. It's called Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Bro.
Assassin's Creed Brawlhalla. Apparently this is all in-engine, which is pretty cool.
It looks all of this for you.
So for being like an in-engine, this looks really realistic.
Oh, cool.
Got the horn. Whoa! He did a Muay Thai knee to his face, Alex. Ooh, it's got the axes. Got blue eyes. Is that it?
Those are quite piercing eyes.
Was that it? Okay, interesting.
Assassin's Creed is always piercing.
Oh, is this gameplay? No? Okay, that was it. That was the video. Well, what do you guys think about the third-party games coming to the Xbox One? The Xbox Series X.
I'm surprised you're not subscribed.
Subscribe now.
Okay, I'm gonna subscribe to. I'll subscribe to them.
You can unsubscribe later. Don't worry.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
It was pretty good.
What was the one that I personally? Okay, we're all gonna say which one that we were the most excited for after watching. Like, what game would you most likely get, and what game would you least likely get? I'm gonna go first. I would most likely get the medium. That one looked really cool. Like, the one where the whole crumbling like ruins and it's like cyclone. That one sounds cool. I might get that. Chris, what game are you most like interested in for that whole thing?
Well, I don't remember the name of it, but it was the one that looked very cyberpunky.
The top-down one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I think mostly because the world looked really interesting, and I don't think I would play it, but I would like to, I'd sort of like to get it just to sort of look at the world and look at the environment that they've created, because it does look really cool.
Yeah.
I mean I probably wouldn't get it, but I'd probably just watch people play it, but still.
So guys, we're gonna have a quick break while we talk about our sponsors. And again, I'll pretend to put some real sponsors in here, which won't be. It'll be fake ones made by me. This is me after the fact. I'm editing this currently. And yeah, I don't know what I was doing, saying that I was gonna do fake ads or sponsors. Like, we don't have any sponsors. This is the first episode, right? I don't know what I was doing. I think I'm going a bit crazy. Yeah. I hope you guys are enjoying. Yeah, let's just get back to the podcast. Also remember, self-quarantine, guys. You can kill this thing dead. What we expect to come from from us is, personally, I'm expecting more videos like this. Like, we don't know whether we're gonna put these on the new channel, because the idea is that the new channel, a lot of people would not see it because it's obviously a new channel and not that many subscribers. Whereas, example, if you put it on my channel,
what's that?
If you put it on my channel, minimum of like around 200 people will watch it. That's the kind of like general minimum on my channel for a video, is about 200. And if it's a good video, as you can see from this review, it gets into the thousands.
Wait, should we see how far Chris, like his?
So the idea is that we might drop it on each of our channels. Well, that could be a good thing. So we're like, it's like one episode's on my channel, then another episode's on Chris's channel, then another episode's on Axe's channel, and it rotates. We could do that. That could be a good way of doing it. So, like, I will record it, but then I'll send the video for you guys to put on your channels, and then we'll link it. That could be a good system. So then everyone profits from this. Us three.
Well, only you can actually profit from these videos. You're the only one with a monetized channel.
Well, not money profit. I mean, like, no, profit from, like, gaining, like, you guys will probably gain subs and views.
Profit, yeah.
That kind of profit. Also, we do know that there will probably be some sound technical issues in this, because it is our first time doing it digitally. So we might look into ways to like get clearer recordings, if that makes sense. So like, let's say because what we could do is, because you guys are on your phones probably have like recorded like sound recording apps, and then we could sync it that way, if that makes sense.
Essentially,
so we could have it like we voice chat, and then I go, everyone, we're gonna sync sound, everyone count down from three and then clap, then we all do it once, and then that's how we sync it, and then we have clear audio when we're doing it all together. That could be a way of doing it. But this is the first time trying, and if this doesn't even come out, maybe that just means that we weren't ready, because this may not even be the first one. The next one we film may be the first one. We don't know. But what are you guys planning to do during these quarantine times? I plan to just expand my channel, try to do some gaming videos and stuff.
I have like so much videos of us just on Xbox. Might make
Alex, you were glitching so hard.
Yeah,
I became a robot.
you literally went. I became a robot.
They say I'm just gonna do compilations of all the gameplay I've been books through the whole code.
That's good. That's good. Chris, what about you?
Assuming this is like the first time we're actually sort of being G3 again. We've sort of taken a bit of a year off. And so assuming that the old rules of one video every 3 months at the very least will come back, I'll be making more videos as and when. Probably Doctor Who videos. But I'll sort of work it out when I get to them.
That's good. As I said, I'm just gonna be playing a lot more games, doing a lot more the videos where I just sit down and I speak about something, like a video game mechanic or a movie or something like that. You know, those kind of ones where I sit down and it's like my logo and it's all of that kind of video. I'll do one of those sometimes. I'm planning to do a video about why I'm hyped for Cyberpunk and as well as my most hyped game of this year. And explaining why. That's a video I'm going to release. It's just going to be a sit down and me talking. But that's the idea. I have no idea how well this is going to come across, but I hope it does. I hope everyone liked the video. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. Suggest you guys also subscribe to Vinyl Shy Soul. Vinyl Shy Soul.
Why is it so difficult?
It's just a tongue twister.
How is it difficult?
The tongue twister.
Nick can say it. Nick can say it. Chris can say it. How?
Vinyl Shy Soul.
Yeah, see?
Vinyl Shy Soul.
It's
like I keep saying soul instead of soul. Vinyl Shy Soul.
Oh, you missed soul.
Soul.
You missed soul. Soul. Oh, no.
But anyway, yeah, guys. Subscribe to Vinyl Shy Soul. Soul. Vinyl Shy Soul, and also subscribe to Angry Pacifist on YouTube. They will be in the description.
No, he's angry.
They'll be in the description. They're good guys. They're friends of mine. And we will catch you guys later. Bye. Say bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Bye. Bye, guys. That's so good.